the hell is up? This is your girl, Goldie Honey, and you're listening to Real Spill Radio. Of course, we got some ratchet shit to get into. I got some good-ass pocket changes. We got some good ratchet news in the DFW. I haven't talked to y'all in so long. I'm almost 2 weeks married, so whoop, whoop. So, yeah, I'm about to go ahead and get into my Throwback Thursday jam, which is Pretty Willy Four Walls. If y'all went to the stadium, or y'all ever... Are y'all was them young whores that was having sex way before you were in high school or middle school, then you probably know this song, and you probably know every word and ad-lib in this motherfucker. So I'm going to go ahead and get into that song, and then I'm going to get into Mike T. Overdose, and we'll be back with some ratchet shit.
Now, I know we're not supposed to be doing this.
No fallacy, I'm just here to fulfill all your fantasies. Tonight, whatever it takes to turn you on. Don't worry, you're here with me.
Take it back.
Come closer, please.
Watch me get mad.
How could something so wrong feel so right? Can't worry about it tonight.
Say what we want.
I want you to tell her. Say this right here. This is what I want you to say. Say this right here.
I ain't worried about your man.
Uh-huh.
Wanna make love tonight.
And ladies, if you don't care, I want you to say this.
Boy, I ain't worried about your woman, man. I wanna make love tonight.
And fellas, you act to this right here. For real, act
to this. Is there any room in your pants? I wanna make love tonight.
And ladies, if you're willing to go down, let it go down.
So grab me.
Right there.
We gon' make love tonight.
And y'all gon' get it on for sure. Do that.
baby. I had to mention that if you were the star, you'd be the one I'm searching for. All the girls, they got attention, but I just always feel like they're needing something. You got savvy, it's your pretty. Heard that you're a student working weekends in the city. Trying to take you out, girl, hope you're not too busy. Since there's nothing wrong, got this little song for you to get ready to. Put those fucking heels on and work it, girl. Let that mirror show you what you're doing. Put that fucking dress on and work it kinda vicious. Like somebody taking pictures. Shut it down, down, down. You shut it down, down, down. You'll be the baddest girl around, around, around. And they notice, they notice. You would shut it down, down, down. You would shut it down, down, down. You'll be the baddest girl around.
Hey, turn up.
Hey.
Shout out to that boy, Mike T.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Shout out to Purple Rain is on right now. Hey, hey.
Did this nigga say Rain. Purple Rain?
Yes, Purple Rain is on VH1 right now, sir.
Yeah, I know who this is on the phone. You got your boy Simi, your boy City J, your boy Simi. And of course, you got me, Goldie Honey. I rhymed. And this is Rooster Radio. If y'all didn't know, y'all know what it is. Y'all know we got folks popping off today. Always get to what y'all been up to, because I'm pretty sure people want to see what a week is looking like. So maybe pick somebody, because I will. Like school in this bud.
Well, you know, you ain't got to pick nobody. You know me. I was actually doing good all week until about Tuesday. Your boy got sick. I'm talking about temperature and everything. Sinus infection, shit stopped up, all that shit. I still went to work like a soldier, though. You know what I'm talking about? I'm doing that, though.
Somebody send him some soup and a pat on the back.
Fuck some soup. Send a nigga some ribs or something.
Nah, send a nigga some soup.
Nah, send a nigga some ribs with some mashed potatoes, goddamn me, some corn on the cob, a few rolls or something, you know what I'm saying? Don't forget the gravy on the taters, or don't forget the gravy on the taters.
Hey, boy, Chase, what you been up to, man?
Yeah, everything. Right, get that shit in the house. My bad, I got baby over acting food. Nah, but, it's been interesting. A lot of hotness, trailer park trash action going on the work front. Everything is fine on the home front.
Damn, that nigga say trailer park.
He got some first date. He got some first date fuckery.
Man.
CJ.
Ah, I can't wait to hear that. But, no, man, a little bit of everything. I'm turned up because tomorrow I'm going to be in Austin. Yeah, for the weekend. Okay.
Oh, yeah, shout out to the 5th year anniversary of Tashow. Because the show has been in full effect for over 5 years now.
Right.
Yes,
I forgot to shout out to you about that, City J, my bad, broski.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. It was crazy. And people was over there revealing stuff about me from old shows that was, like, far back. I was like, damn.
I mean, you made an impact, my nigga. Hey, it ain't 3 million and counting for nothing, no. It ain't 3 million and counting for nothing, no.
Now it's almost 3.2 million now.
Oh, we at 3.2 million now? Oh, okay.
I'm almost, yep, yes, sir.
My bad. Correct me then.
And me personally, I ain't been up to shit. I just been date nighting and shit like every other day. I had like a 3-day margarita madness.
Wow.
Yeah, hopefully the hubby won't be in a minute, man, after date night.
Nah, he was just what the fuck did you just say?
Oh, I'll get to that later.
I couldn't even get my thought out. Oh.
Your thought out.
She can't get the thought out.
Oh, I have plenty of thoughts going on at work. Yeah, you're so rich.
Oh,
I'm
not
gonna
play with y'all. I'm not gonna play with y'all.
Yeah, flatline overkill.
Sunday, we went to Applebee's, and I got one horrible margarita from them. Don't ever buy margaritas from them.
Which Applebee's you go to?
Yeah,
the one over here off of the freeway.
Like a house margarita. I'm telling you, you got there because it's so good.
Then I went to Don Pablo's on Monday with the all-you-can-eat fajitas. And I got me two margaritas then. Somebody's going to have to mute me because I can hear you. And then I think I had three that next day, so I was in there. So, yeah, shout out for that. But, what y'all niggas been up to that's up there out in the listening world? Y'all probably ain't been up to nothing, just spotting around Fort Worth.
Also, they're just spotting around and shit.
Hey, you know, it is officially spring now, so that means you know what happens. All these people that got relationships for convenience are now single.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Yeah, it's funny because some of the same girls that was complaining. I wish I was single around, you know, Valentine's Day. Now they like, single life, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. All that on their Facebook. And I'm like, y'all so goddamn bipolar. They try to get it together.
Yeah, you fair weather bitches. That's what I'm going to call you by. Fair weather.
So I'm gonna give a shameless plug to ain't no shameless plug, it ain't my thing, but shout out to Vista Print. These business cards I got made there. Shout out to that.
They ain't talking about giving me a goddamn car magnet and a stamp to stamp on the papers and stuff, and no shout out to Vista Print.
Yeah. I know. I mean, they got the prices. They aren't that bad.
About giving us the coupon code Real Spill Radio for people to go get their business cards. That their Vista Print ain't. We all know them. Who is Vista Print?
If y'all want, man, I can give y'all a coupon code right now.
No, we said I own. I said, well, you can type in Real Spill and get off a percentage.
It okay. Does, so type in thanks on 15 and go to checkout. Get 15% off.
Get your thanks 15 life. I'm not gonna play with you.
is that ratchet? Because I think it's gonna be a different code. It's the same thing on both of them coupons. That means if we can use that code as much as they want to.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
But yeah, with this. Yeah, I know we got to get into this gossip shit because it's 10:20. That means we right into the gossip part. Now, I don't know if y'all guys heard about it, but I'm pretty sure every woman in America that has ever watched a TV show has heard about the Wendy Williams and Evelyn fiasco. Wendy Williams congratulated Evelyn and called her baby a cash register. And, you know, it's just, you know, she tried to act like she was being sweet, but she was still trying to go in on the cool. And she kind of, like, gave her the oops, I'm sorry mouth. And so Evelyn, you know, she came out of ratchet hiding. She came out of ratchet hiding and basically told Wendy, don't come for me because the same way you want me to – the same way you want me to open up a shoe store, your man was buying shoes for his other woman out of my old shoe store. So I think Wendy started a thought battle with the wrong person. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? But Evelyn's stupid. I'm gonna tell you why Evelyn's stupid. Does she not know how many people have put Wendy Williams business down the street, and that doesn't stop Wendy Williams from roasting people? Have we not learned this over the years of her being a shock jock?
Yeah, but we talking about two people that ain't going to hold their mouth for anybody. It's two people I would love to just see go back and forth with smart mouth remarks, and that is Rihanna and Wendy Williams. Because not only does Wendy Williams know a bunch of her business, you know, she would have as many comebacks as Rihanna has for everybody that follows her on Instagram and Twitter. Because Rihanna is one of those people that you can't say shit to without her cussing you out.
How she sound, Goldie?
Who?
How Rihanna be sounding?
I'm not starting with you. I'm not doing it.
You're not going to do it? Oh, she ain't going to do it? Do it for the show. You ain't going to do it? Do it for the show.
Do it for the line.
Do it. shout out to me accidentally making the famous plug for sending me in there and realizing.
I'm finna say, on the cool, since y'all said do it for the vibe.
No,
you're
so
he ain't gonna do it.
Wait to the end. He ain't gonna do it. Wait to the end.
Do it for the mom party tomorrow night, Limelight 2501 North Main. That's all I'm gonna say for
now. So that means we can cut the show off at 11:55.
Don't do me, mommy.
Okay,
don't try to out me, mommy.
So your girl Shekinah, I know y'all have seen your girl Shekinah from T.I. and Tiny's Family Hustle,
with
or whatever.
Extra ghetto ass.
But,
yeah, and I ain't gonna rock. I know. Go ahead, girl. Tell them, girl.
So, if y'all have ever seen her body, y'all know she has a very, very, very good future behind her. No homo.
Yes, she does.
And
yes, she does, man.
There's some pictures resurfacing. But I'll tell y'all why I don't really care about this story in a second. But there's been pictures resurfacing that shows that she has went to Dr. J. Kerr's, which is the person who plumps all your fat into your butt, and hips. So she basically was shouting out to Dr. Kerr's in one of her pictures, and she showed her new body off.
Yeah, look at that body.
So basically she added more butt. She made it more, she put more butt into her butt, and she already got way too much. I'm just saying.
Yeah, she had a nice butt. That was stupid.
No, okay, hold on, y'all.
Hold on,
because this is where y'all wrong. That is not a butt, sir. That is an ass. That is what you call an ass.
Yes.
She
had an ass, and then she went and did some nonsense.
That's an ass. She has an ass. A bumper on her back,
one,
if you will.
She already had an ass. The what?
That wagon? Bitch got that wagon, here you talking. Yeah, I mean? Bitch got that Alabama bumper booty, fuck you saying. Yeah, you know I mean? Bitch got that, them cheeks and rumper.
Oh, no! Don't remind me. The fact you said that, you got to talk about the dude for divorce court. You got to talk about it, dude.
This nigga the fed divorce court. Goldie, please keep going, please.
No.
This nigga the fed divorce
no,
court.
No. She was watching it with me. She knows. You're going to find out why. This is hilarious.
Well,
Sad
laughs at one part that I didn't really find that funny, but the other part I found hilarious.
She was crying.
So,
on the other part, that was. Wow.
Well, the girl's name, I guess she called herself Candy or whatever. She old as hell. She was a cougar or whatever. So the guy on there, he was trying to act all suave and shit. And so she was like, Your Honor, she might think she's sweet and stuff. She called herself Candy, but she ain't sweet. She more like a lemon head. And I just laughing like, what the fuck? Why are you being hosted in the court?
This nigga said she more like a lemon head. I was just thinking, like, what did this nigga just say?
Lemon.
I can't even laugh at him because he was too serious when he said it, too, wasn't he?
But you got to hear how he sounded. You gotta see how he looked and how he sounded.
Yeah, he was too serious about how he said it. He was
like,
"Man, she a lemon head."
He was talking like this. He was talking out of, you know how people that be trying to talk cool and read them old pimps and they talk out of one side of their mouth? He was talking like that. Your Honor, let me tell you, she might be, she's sweet and everything. They call her Candy, but she ain't sweet. She more like a lemon head. That's
tell
how he sounded.
Tell me why,
like,
tell me why I think old dude from my job, he like a black version of old dude from my job.
Okay, so we're gonna move into the Lil section of gossip today. Y'all find out why it's called the Lil section. So the first set of Lil news, your boy Lil Boosie, he just got out of jail, right? And guess who he already knocking boots with? Guess who he already knocking boots with?
Who?
Just see me close your ears. And he knocking
man, not the white bitch.
Nah, he knocking boots with Lil Crime Prep, DeAndre Sanders, man. he knocking boots with DeAndre Sanders' daughters. Basically, the way that they confirmed it was, for the past 2 months, she's been tweeting stuff on Thursdays, talking about Sexy Man Thursdays, Throwback Man Thursdays, the pictures of her and her family, and Lil Boosie giving her hugs and stuff. And then he got out, and on his Twitter, he posted a picture, which he later deleted after these stories leaked. And she was just saying how she just had to tell her dad that she was dating a gangster and that all this other stuff. And so, basically, they both confirmed that they was dating, and then he went back and deleted his proof off of his page or whatever. So, shout out to DeAndre. Shout out to you.
Yeah, I got word from an insider that the way he approached her, he said, "I want sex."
I heard DeAndre Sanders is just jealous because he wasn't making that real quality street music.
Must be the money. Come on, man. Must be the money.
It must be the money. Turning me. Oh, must be the money.
That's quality street music. I know what you're talking about.
Must be the money.
Shout out to our dad, the same Jerry Curls, Deion Sanders back in the day.
Okay, in other sections of little news, how about I'm gonna give y'all one clue who the next person is. Baby, turn around and let me see that sexy body.
What
go
the
bump,
fuck?
Bump, bump.
Lil Fizz,
your boy Lil Fizz, man. He filed for bankruptcy two years ago, right? And basically he got off and somebody posted the files of his bankruptcy or whatever. So basically he was granted bankruptcy section 9, I want to say, I forgot. I think it was section 9 bankruptcy. And he got, he said he only had $300 in his account. $500 worth of clothes and an electric scooter. But he still owes.
Man, I got most of
now, here's the kicker. Here's where y'all going to be like, oh, you know he irrelevant. He has over, I want to say, was it $2,000 on his Sears credit card? He has $2,000 on another credit card and then on three of his cars, including a very, very, very nice one, he owes about $20,000 apiece to each three of those. So he was able to file for bankruptcy because after they factored out how much he was supposed to be making versus how much his bills were, he was in the hole like $2,000 every month. So Lil Fizz, hey, I'm trying to say, man, you shouldn't have been cussing at Venice Beach.
I
should have been
cussing.
Yeah, he was cussing at the DJ. He told the wrong track number and then had to apologize because he kept telling the wrong track number.
And then Raz B had to read from Ecclesiastes.
Man, say, look, that nigga better put all them motherfucking sweatbands on eBay and shut his motherfucking ass up.
No, Shaw, man, BTK didn't get back together, man. That's what it is, man.
Boy, shut your ass up.
Come on, man. You don't want to hear BTK.
Where the soda came in my hand.
Stop it.
If they wasn't beefing, they could have came back for like a 5-city tour that maybe a couple of people would have went to.
He could be in part three of the B2K horror movie.
Oh my god!
He'd go ahead and link up with that boy Steve Stout, whatever his name, Chris Humphrey.
Hell no!
Man.
I don't know if Lil Bow Wow asked him. They need to do that goddamn Scream 2 reunion tour head ass shit.
I got the perfect idea. They just need to sit it down. That's as simple as I'm gonna put it. Just sit it down. Hey, you know Mario,
yeah.
Like Mario,
look, you just said they need to get back together. How you gonna say they need to sit it down?
He didn't represent for Lil Saint hard enough. Because if he would have did that, he would have got a blitz.
You know what? I'm not gonna say with y'all. This nigga said Lil Zane.
No, he said he didn't represent. He said Lil Saint. He didn't represent for Lil Saint hard enough.
Oh,
he talking about for you guys.
Y'all know I'm still upset that old boy did not win no Emmy or no Oscar or anything for that, because he put on a performance that was well above MTV's. I'm just saying.
Come on.
Your boy Jay Good, boy, he bust a real hole in that wall. That wasn't accurate.
Mario should have got best dancing on best musical performance. That dude was dancing in the rain. I mean, come on now.
Dancing in the thunder and lightning, like. You know, every time I think about
man,
that show, I start
Usher
thinking of
did
dance
that shit in 2001. Ain't nobody
man.
Trying to hear that shit.
Like a made nigga way bigger.
That nigga Usher did that shit. What CD was that? 8701, as a matter of fact. What was the name of
it? A made nigga way bigger than the
girl,
mother catch
nigga.
You love to see.
This nigga.
This
nigga. I'm dead. Flatline overkill.
I didn't mean to put Tupac on in the background. My bad.
Tupac, man. Tupac back.
Dead.
Not some of the new Lil Zane with that foul spot. He good.
You know I gotta check the boy out, then, because now I gotta see how Lil Zane looking.
I tell you what Lil Zane did do to get his career back on track. He do like Chingy. Go on couples therapy. Oh, my God. That boy Chingy was hot for 10 minutes on couples therapy and disappeared again.
That might work for him. No, you saw your boy, Ghostface Killer. Like, come on, Ghostface. You are a highly respected hip-hop artist. Why would you do something this to yourself?
You know what? Y'all play too much. Y'all play too much. I put a roll up on you, hoes. Y'all play too much.
You didn't do anything.
Y'all play too much. I put a roll up on y'all. Oh, my God.
That wasn't me that time. You know I'm relevant with my song.
Putting on Nicki Minaj didn't have no relevancy.
No shade.
What were we saying something about thought? That's why I was playing this.
What'd you say?
Them two back there. No, so I'm going to check out this video, right? Why is this boy Arnold Schwarzenegger doing the nay-nay and sex? This nigga, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is doing the snake leg and the nay-nay, son.
Don't even start.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of nay-nay, y'all got to check out tomorrow, new Phil No BEP video. I know Sierra saying know what that is, but they dropping a new Young Money video tomorrow. So you know I'm be checking that out.
For real? For the people that don't know who it is, it's the guy who originated the funny cartoon celebrity videos on YouTube. Before there was the Shock of Naughty or anything like that.
Have you seen
Young Money?
What show was that? Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. They did a little cartoon that they played on the little reunion thing.
I don't remember none of that. Yeah. I remember they did play that on
I can't. This nigga is so freaking dry, man.
All I'm saying is they got my boy Lil Boosie on the new one.
Excuse me.
This nigga is doing. All Stress Nigga is doing the most, son. I can't deal with him. I can't. Just can't.
Shut up.
Okay. So now that we got that little bit of that little slice of news going on up out of here,
Let me bring up Arnold Schwarzenegger real quick, though, before we change the subject. What I do not remember what that movie is that came out like 2012 or something, or early 2013, but tell me why they got this Austrian-ass nigga playing a sheriff in Texas. With the accent and everything, like I'm like, can we at least like can he convince me that he's from Texas? Like, can he do this for me? But nah, he didn't. So.
But then they kept that same his new role that he's in on the movie that's coming out, Sabotage. It's like it's a character kind of like that same one you talking about. The Last Stand, that's the movie you're talking about.
Yeah, but you know what, though? It was an entertaining movie. It's up my alley because I like cheesy action movies like that. And so it was right up my alley. It's just, I just wish that they didn't have him as a Texas sheriff.
I haven't seen that movie yet. I ain't seen Escape Plan, and then... The new one coming out, Sabotage.
I was just about to say, if y'all don't see any of his movies that came out last year, Escape Plan was good in the mud.
I'm glad he's back to acting.
Action, man. He got quality action movies for a 65-year-old
man. He's back to acting instead of trying to play governor because I heard about
okay,
it.
Who are y'all talking about? Send me kind of
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. I zoned out on the second. I told y'all I was going to roll up on these motherfuckers. Like, y'all forgot?
I can't knock him for his action. It's just, you know, you can't expect no good acting at the young man, by the old man, because he is about the same age.
Old little motherfucker.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, speaking of Expendables, on the third one that's coming out, Wesley Snipes is in this one.
Can see, you know who said
they
were
let that nigga out?
Expendables movie, though? My boy, Kurt Russell, he said that's not for him, man.
Why not? Do you see the lineup they pick? Every time they go, they say, oh, we didn't get that person last time. Let's go put this person. They had Chuck Norris in number two.
But Kurt Russell's supposed to be in the new Fast and Furious. He's supposed to be in the new Fast and Furious movie.
Who?
But he won't do Expendables?
Really?
He gave his reason. I can't remember exactly, but you know, he's an old action star. He really don't feel like he has to be put in the movie about old action stars.
Thinking
of Kurt Russell is what made me look up Chuck Norris's age. I did not know that nigga was that old. Like, I want to look like that nigga when I'm 74 years old.
Yeah, that nigga.
Same look.
Man,
he's still doing 30,
man.
Y'all see that nigga mustache? That hoe did not move throughout the whole movie. I ain't lying.
That dude is 74 years old, though. That's crazy, man.
I was going to say Chuck Norris. I mean, Kurt Russell, he doesn't want to do
I'm always talking about how old Arnold Schwarzenegger and how old Sylvester Stallone are. But those dudes
but
are in their mid-60s.
But you said that nigga Chuck Norris is older.
Chuck Norris is in his mid-70s, man. That is crazy.
That nigga old as hell.
I need to sit down with Kurt Russell and slap him and say, come on, bro, really? Because, I mean, because here's some other people that wasn't in the other ones. Antonio Banderas. Antonio Banderas is in the movie, but Kurt Russell's not in there. Harrison Ford.
Man, but you know
Mel
what,
Gibson.
They need to go ahead and put I need for Kurt Russell to do another Escape From movie because, like, I remember a few months ago I was watching Escape from L.A. again, and that movie is still off the chain, so they need to go ahead and make another
one. I watched the one from the New York one about a couple of months ago, the one where he's saving the mayor of New York. So, yeah, I mean, it's...
I just want to know, where do we go after he blacks out the planet? Like, where did you go from there? Like, that's why I want them to make another one.
Hmm.
Anyway,
hey,
you're a corny action movie, movie soapbox.
I did watch that airplane movie with Liam Neeson in it. That hoe was all right.
But it seemed like all it is that movie. Yeah.
Nonstop. Yeah, that's
you know,
what
I forgot he was in Schindler's List. It's been so long since I saw that movie.
Come on, he's in Schindler's List?
Yeah, Liam Neeson, he was in that movie.
I gotta go see this with my own two eyes. IMDb is your best friend.
It was a star. That's the crazy thing. Like, I didn't even remember it. I know I've seen that movie at least twice.
Yeah, because crazy when you type his
that
name
at that point in time.
When you type his name on IMDb, that's the biggest thing that's next to his name. That's crazy. Wow, man, you learn something new every day. So wow. Oh no, I was dang it, I forgot. You didn't got me discombobulated looking this. I was like, dang. Yeah, he was Schindler. You right.
Yeah,
you right.
He's the main
star. He just said that, nigga. Damn.
He was the star, but I didn't put it to my mind, oh, God, he was the star. I wasn't putting that in my mind.
Oh,
I just thought he was like
on,
one of the main generals. I thought he was one of the main generals or something, but it's like, oh, God, it was him. Dang, he old as hell then. Well, no, Schindler came out in 90.
I'm tripping.
That came out in 93. Come on, man. Come on, brother.
Oh, yeah, plus, another one of my favorite roles is he played the dad in Fallout 3.
Who?
Oh, me, for real?
He said it, who?
he said in some movie. I didn't hear the movie name.
Oh, that's
Fallout 3
video
game. Yeah.
I don't want to set the world on
my dad is Liam Neeson in Fallout.
That's crazy.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I just did a picture of this little girl I used to mentor, and she got on, like, Gucci shorts, a crop top, one of the ass, but I can't put the picture old.
Get on
her
ass anyway, Goldie. Fuck it. Get on her ass, Goldie.
Get up.
Hey, shout out to my
get
favorite.
Get on her little thoughtless
ass.
Wife. Is she a thoughtless? Huh? She's one of them toddlers.
Nah, you know what you say, Chase.
No, I was gonna shout out to my parents going out to dinner with me and the wife and spending time with the granddaughter.
Don't be shouting out to them. I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't like Jimmy
Nah. Damn. Because
y'all know y'all.
Hey, real shit, y'all. I just got to say it. Y'all daddy is, like, funny and you motherfucker. Like, that nigga is hilarious.
Don't let him fool you. He whacking her.
Your mama is the real character, though. Your mama is funny as fuck, fool.
They were entertained by my work drama.
And none of these niggas. No. Go away.
Let go away.
Turn up.
Fish, I want to shout out to this Rosso I'm gonna drink while we doing this show.
Hey, shout out to this corner on Texas crying off and drink.
Shut your ass up.
Pick up a liquor store off corporate and
what?
Like, literally said, like, you can go get you a swig while you on lunch break at Xerox now. Like, I mean, it probably ain't gonna be built to no earlier than the end of the year. But
so, did they change the liquor laws?
They got
or
a liquor
you know?
Store in Louisville.
Yeah, well, a lot of places changed their liquor laws because Arlington got one. Arlington just got one.
Let me find out. UNT, yeah, got a liquor store by then. It's gonna get real. We're not going to take it.
Oh yeah. That's gonna be terrible. I don't think they're gonna do that though. They ain't gonna put no liquor store in.
If you notice though, if you look at the mile radius from where like a big college town is, they either don't put any liquor stores within a certain proximity of that place, or it's a dry county in Texas.
I mean, and plus, like, yeah, think about it like this, like. If they open up a liquor store in Denver,
yes, they do. They got kids.
That's gonna kill
around the corner.
That's gonna kill those clubs, man. Like, why would you go to a club where everybody can go to the liquor store and then just party at
the
door? The
house parties are ridiculous.
And the house party is gonna be louder than they already are.
Oh, and yep. Now they're going to get shut down quicker than what they already are.
Yeah, because I know from experience, UNT police and Denton police love to shut down parties for fun. It's like these niggas be on Facebook waiting for somebody, on Twitter or something, waiting for somebody to have a party. Like, I kid you not, there was a party at one spot. It was on the other side of Denton, and these niggas was there in 10 minutes.
Black people got to be flashy. We have to have event flyers on Facebook. We got to send pictures and posters to motherfuckers. But why, if you watch any movie, but I'm saying anything, most of the time is via text. And then somebody posts, oh, we got a kickback on Facebook. Like, stop. Don't do that. Don't do that, black people. But you get caught.
Black people.
Because they look for that. They search for that on Facebook and say, oh, okay, we'll be there. They be having student cops. They be having student cops looking at that stuff.
If you keep it strictly phone and tell people don't say nothing about it, it's going to take them a lot longer to get there than it would had you posted it on Facebook.
Although there's an exception to the rule. There's an exception to the rule because when we had a party at 6:31, Chase, why did the cops come? Because we had some hating ass people who should remain nameless.
Oh yeah. We ain't gotta put them out there. They know what they are. I'll say y'all were associated
they got
with
mad
because
somebody come on
I will say that. They were
and so they
called
the cops on us for no reason.
Blast that ass.
No, don't start.
I'm going to tell you is they strut. That's what I'm going to say. Leave them
yeah,
at that.
I'm going to say that.
Okay, so.
Now, you're
showing
nobody
a
good party, man. No, we got one of those people still.
We're approaching 10 See? So y'all got any ratchet in the DFW, go ahead and get that up out your system.
I'll let y'all see y'all's ratchet first. Unless y'all want me to hang on about all the ratchet I've been doing.
Right.
What? Your phone's breaking up, Sid.
That nigga sound like a robot and shit.
Hold on.
Yeah, because it started getting real low and then it started sounding real weird. I don't know.
That nigga sound like a robot, I'm telling you. Take me to your leader looking at.
He said he called him back in. But, yeah. So, Simi, you been seeing anything ratchet going on around your area, man?
Man, nah, but man, say, man, at work, tell me why this goddamn fifth grader come to school with some goddamn pink fluffy leopard house shoes.
I just know
every bit of her mama is ratchet. Gotta be.
He profiled me.
How do you know?
How do I know? Because the little girl had a goddamn scarf tied around her head, too, and just thought the shit was just the cutest shit in the world. I told her little ratchet ass take the shit off or she gets sent home. You know what I mean?
I guess you
could. Hey, y'all got mad. These hoes out here raising these toddlers and shit. Goddamn, baby McThot-thots and shit. Side McHotties and shit.
Don't start that.
I'm just saying. Just because your mama walk around looking like a fillet of fish with extra thotter sauce don't mean you got to do the same damn thing. I'm just saying.
Then you gonna make me shove this spoon up your back.
No, you thought you was gonna shove that spoon. I'm just playing. I'm gonna quit.
Okay, so I got one for you. Okay, so this is one woman at work, right? I don't think I told y'all this story before. I'm gonna tell somebody else. Like, she literally, so during the day shift get off at 4:45, right? There's one woman, they let her, she goes, and you have to get off on time. You can't get off early. Unless they let this one woman get off at 5 minutes early, y'all. I'm going to tell you why. Like, this woman is so big. It takes her those 5 minutes to get to, not out the door, to the front door to get out before you even get ready to go downstairs to go outside. So you watch she get up, and she weeble wobble all the way to the door, like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And you be like, I be laughing in my head because I'm on a call and I can't laugh. So she be wobbling all the way to the door, but it don't be a fast wobble. It'll be like a slow wobble.
It's 5 minutes just to get to the front door, and she that goddamn big, that's a motherfucking fire hazard. That hoe need to wait till everybody goes. Big bitch blocking the door and shit, that hoe need to be gone. She need to wait her goddamn turn. Tell the bitch to roll, and she might get there quicker. You know what I'm saying?
If you ever see dude to try to help her give her balance, she takes her sweater off and ties it around her. I don't even know if you say that's her waist, because I don't know what that is anymore.
Around her center body mass. I don't know what you're supposed to call
it. Yeah, center body mass.
You got to call it something real scientific. Like, you just can't call it some regular.
Like, and this should be, we both robbers, but they don't fall down all the way to the freaking front door. I like that it takes 5 minutes. I be dying, man. It's like, come on, seriously? It'll take you 5 minutes to get to the door.
And some
days, that's what she do. She take one, you know, like those little the desk chairs that on the wheels and whatnot. Sometimes what she does, she crouches over into the chair and uses the chair to push herself to the front door. And that still takes a long time. I'm like, woman, go get a hover around. That be driving me nuts. Like, get this woman a hover around. Cause that mess is ridiculous. Like, that is just, if it ain't anything, I might not be the skinniest of people, but if it ain't anything that's keeping me from getting extra big, it's people like her that make no sense. I will not let myself get that bad.
It's fun to go wildly. Oh, man. Tell me why, man. Like, for, okay, I'm sure everybody knows it, like, in your workplace, especially if you're a former supervisor and you still refer to as a team lead, you're not supposed to be making relations and having relations with employees, especially if y'all worked in different, if they worked in different
departments,
then I would, you know, I really ain't got too much of a problem with it now, but it will cause some kind of drama in the room because this is an emotional ass dude. Like, he's very feminine for a straight guy.
He's a metro ass nigga.
I don't know, but he's the stinkiest metro. He ain't what you think. Like, he's not tidy. He's not sharp. He actually really dirty and stinks and talks funny. This one lady, she you know, she is in. Thirsty for cock or something, and come on, let's get some drinks. But he hit her up like she was going through some things. He was getting in her ear.
Hello, Chase. Bro, you talking like our show is sisters and shit, nigga. Get real with it, nigga.
I can't get all the way live because I got a.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I got my shadow on me.
I forgot.
So you know, like he almost just flat out said, "Yeah, I got something from last night." Like he almost straight up said this, but she just blatantly said, "She said, we went on a date. Yeah, he came to my house and he talked and we drank beers and he did me and like she said it just like that." And we were like, "What? Like, all right? I mean, okay. So yet again, you let somebody hit on the first night and." You know, like, when we took a point, we think you really don't care if you put out in the first night. You done did it about 15 times in a row. So she was all emotional, and she was like, yeah, you know, it was cool, but, you know, he was a minute man, and I didn't really like that part. And I was like, why'd you tell us? It's like, we didn't care about all that. But she said he was a quick boy. But what you expect? The dude probably ain't had nothing in about 5-6 years.
Did she say he went down on her?
I don't know. I'm sure the waters ain't all that clean down there too, man. I don't know. Like, why would you let somebody that stink? How'd you let somebody that stink as bad as him put it in there? So you, as I don't think she the cleanest of people, but. She did a huge no-no today, and it made me extremely uncomfortable. I was getting ready to clock out for work, and I was making copies of stuff on the scanner, and I had my music up, so I don't know nobody's right there. She just comes and grabs my butt. I'm like, yo, I don't want that. Like, I'm happily married, and my wife looked a trillion times better than you. And everybody was like, what did you say to her? I didn't say anything. I just kind of wanted to get up out of there. Like, I wasn't feeling there. I was trying to go home.
Shout out to Pure. Maybe your boy needs some pure romance. empower, educate.
He needs some. He needs some extends or whatever that stuff is that he advertised.
Nah.
Wow. Like, yeah, but I can understand. Like, you come from a hiatus and you gotta, you know, you might be having a little trouble down there with. But it gonna help the fact, like, if you see this dude. Like, I wish I had a picture of him, so I could show. Like a show people that ain't seen him. And he looks like the type person who'll bust off in 1 minute.
Over 9,000!
I mean, no rebound or nothing. Like, he ain't had no rebound or nothing. He ain't go and come back in rejuvenated. Nah, he was a one and done.
he'd be like, over 9,000?
Like little wrestling matches, like when you watch like for real wrestling and stuff, like Olympic wrestling or something, and somebody get caught in a real nice hole and round in like 45 seconds, you want them, he got a nice little chokehold on his head and then he wound up being done in 45 seconds.
activated old nigga to Japanese city that first Thursday.
But then after all that, he caught some emotions. He thought somebody called him a monkey today, and he left today and went home early.
Shit,
like,
that's
what
nigga
said.
Nigga say, look, let me think a motherfucker call me a monkey while I'm at work. Nigga, man, look, we finna turn this bitch down. You gonna touch every piece of wild in this motherfucker.
Exactly. Everybody else is like, if I felt like somebody called me a monkey on that word, it's roast time. Like, he got
I mean, hold on,
like,
hold on. Your boy Mr. Wallace said we been like monkeys at the zoo. And we didn't get man.
Hey, I wasn't in that class because we done touched every desk in that bitch. You hear me? I was in jail that day. Nigga, that is some
racial
shit. I ain't trying to hear that.
Nah, but this is a white dude, though, so I don't feel too much sympathy for him.
Look, that is offensive racial slur. Nigga, we touching everything in that wall, ceiling, and ground. Nigga, we touching everything in that bitch.
So... anywho, I'm going to cut y'all Negro short because we at 11:02 and we need to go ahead and get in that 15 minutes to spend, Mick.
This is some crazy shit, yo.
Look at him. He got the people.
Yeah, come on, buddy. I mean, Mr. Wallace called us looking at the zoo. We ain't acting the food, so what does that say?
No, well, I was
asking
somebody. I just got a message from my
friend. Mr. Wild caught us monkeys at the zoo. We ain't
acting
the fool.
I'm trying to hear what you say. What you say, Timmy?
I said, I just got a message from my best friend saying that she caught her nigga cheating, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to go over here and either whoop some ass or something. I don't know.
We're talking about her pocket change.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and... we're going to go ahead and get into this little 15 minutes. Your boy, Young Street, friend Young PM. And then we got, of course, my high school friend, New Kid. We're going to go ahead and get some of that music, and then we'll see y'all in just a minute.
Nice. That's it.
MSC game. Y'all niggas got a problem now, man. You either eat with me now or starve later. The choice is yours. But I'm at they neck though.
I feel like I'm Jay-Z in 9-5. So without a reasonable doubt, I feel like it's my time. It ain't no hope for no other squad out here but mine. Jaden said, Daddy, it's lunchtime. So why, let's go grind. It really ain't nothing we ain't bout. Front line, y'all looking for escape routes. Heavy hustle, head first. I'm Denzel on safe house. With similar tactics, like who can match it? I don't just go hard for nothing. I'm motivated as fuck. Eventually good things will happen. Who else can you count on? I'm one of the few that the city of Dallas.
Dallas will vouch for. Hard body, black heart, guns drawn, white chalk. Mama, that boy street at it again. I'm at they necks for all of the years they doubted me. Guess you can call it revenge. Never reached out for your help. I'm doing this for myself. Shut up and just give me the belt. Heat rock type shit. Keep off my dick. We all ill sick. That's y'all kill switch. Hell run, feel this. Real ass, it ain't quick. Trust. Feel like nobody keep peek if I got a bust. Posted up with my thumbs like nigga. What? Yo hate towards me, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. Who can I trust? Feel like nobody keep peek if I got a bust. Posted up with my thugs like nigga. What? Yo hate towards me, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck.
We know niggas limited. So unless you really go hard, the game don't get into it. We know I'm intricate. I'm about as complex as chemicals when you deal with them in physics. It's not that I'm limitless, but I got pills that'll make you feel like that white guy off limitless. I'm insane mentally. I'm Edward Gain on pin symmetry. Only thing I smell is victory. Only thing I feel is sympathy. For all you rappers that think that your diss songs will limit me. Funny. Ha, 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 yo, I'm laughing. Now stop with all of the gassing. Or I'm popping off with the magnum. And the shots sent through your G-Wagon. Hope the news don't catch all this action. Hope it's room to bury your casket, bitch. I don't have time or patience to deal with this rapper shit. I'm on my grind, just focused on us. I don't see none of these rapper clicks. All of this false shit that y'all making up. Where all the bodies you claim y'all get? Where all the hallies you claim y'all hit? Just like I thought, shit ain't that enough. It seems like it ain't no one.
Trust. Feel like nobody keep peek if I got a bust. Posted up with my thugs like nigga. What? And yo hate towards me, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. Who can I trust? Feeling nobody keep peek if I got a bust. Posted up with my thugs like nigga. What? And yo hate towards me, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. Man, who can I trust?
Is it me or am I trying too hard? I looked up and got confused with the star. That made me wonder if I don't make it with it. Hug gonna pull me under. Somebody catch me slipping through this dark tint on my window. Wildy, this got his frowns for me. But what I really need is for someone to smile for me. You know, that sunshine when all my troubles raining down. Just a little something to keep a nigga head from off the ground. And I know the devil want my soul. If I trade for money, I might strike some gold. You never know, if I don't blow, I might just lose control. Cause all this stressing for a blessing got me on my toes. But what it feel like? His baby getting hungry, plus he never got money when she need food in her tummy. I guess he gotta rob. Do the crime, you do the time. It's messed up though, they gave my good life. And they know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. I ain't tripping, dog, I know this ain't life. Keep your head up and watch your back, you gotta know when they sight. This world cold and we ain't living it right. You gotta learn to play the game. You gotta learn to play the game. You gotta learn. Truth is, I had to learn on my own. Young boy became a man on his own. You gotta learn to play the game. Now you tell me what's realer. Me rap about my life or try to front like I'm a killer. Don't push me though. Through the grapevine I heard. Don't respect you unless you rapping about trapping him. And I don't need nobody featured on my shit. Out by myself. Stack this dough out by myself. Pick the pen up. Going right a hit out by myself. Cause I remember how they left when I was begging for some help. Think it's time to show the world with this one. I might f*** around and leave my old girl for this one. Nah, I'm just playing, but I'm just saying no. Got bad, I started feeling like the antidote. Hey, just for my niggas out here tired of stress. got me guessing. Should I take my chance and learn my lesson? I got mouths to feed, and I ain't worried about it. Trying to kill my dream, cause they know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. I ain't tripping, dog, I know this ain't life. Keep your head up and watch your back, you gotta know when they shot. This world cold and we ain't living it right. You gotta learn to play the game. You gotta learn to play the game. Hey, you gotta learn. Truth is, I had to learn on my own. Young boy became a man on his own. You gotta learn to play the game.
out when you're lying. I love you even more than who I thought you were before. Cause you're no A-L-E now, baby. Cause you're no A-L-E now, baby.
Nigga. This nigga finna be banned from radio. Y'all know that, right? Finna ban this nigga
from
radio.
Why are you
banned? We ain't talking about you, Simi.
Oh.
Yeah. Fitty J.
Oh, you're talking about me. I was over there turning up to Purple Ring.
You already missed the song. It was on before.
No, I didn't. I just heard the song.
You didn't hear the whole song.
Yes, I did.
Play it twice.
Especially the.
Shut up before I hang up on you.
Oh man, come on, man.
Go ahead.
Come on, man. Don't do me like that, man.
I won't today. Maybe next time. But yeah, I got a
for pocket change, whenever you want me to, I got a submission today. It's
okay.
Verbal. Someone shared some with me verbally. It was actually dealt with letters, and whenever I share that and get y'all thoughts on that. I have an idea what y'all gonna say, but I gotta see what y'all gonna say too.
Well, now that he's introduced Pocket Change, Pocket Change is the hour, I say like the 30 to 45 minute segment where we pretty much give y'all advice on any letters that y'all send in, any questions that y'all ask us, any topics that y'all want us to tell. We go ahead and give y'all our opinions 100%. Sometimes we'll tell you you're stupid. Sometimes we'll tell you you're right. Sometimes we'll tell you that you're wrong and you're right. So, I mean, you just write in and we'll let you know, man. So,
Maybe.
Did you want to go ahead and tell yours?
Yeah. So this comes to my so yeah, he's sitting next to me and whatnot. And they were asking me, he was like, "Oh, read I want you to read this letter first and then read this letter second and tell me if you think I was mean or not." So the first letter was from one of her exes that who's in jail now. He sent her a letter. And of course, you know, he was having, basically his letter was having all this remorse about, you know, before he said, "I shouldn't have talked to the, I shouldn't have left you, cheated on you with the other girl and left you for her. You were a good woman. I don't know what I was thinking about, but I've been in here thinking real hard. You know, God been working on me in here and everything. And I just really want you to, you know, you're the only one for me. And I really messed up and, you know, I just really want to check on you. You know, are you single? Is you dating? Is you married? Do you have any kids?" He was asking all these questions, and he just kept repeating himself. Basically, "Yeah, baby, I want you. I messed up, I know, but shoot, I think I deserve another chance. And you know, my life is incomplete without you.
I ain't gonna let you go that easy."
So that was it. That was his letter. I summed it up because he in this case he wrote the long ass letter. This nigga letter was so long. I felt like I had to proofread his letter. Everything was so freaking long. So then she gave me her letter that she was sending him back in the reply, and basically she was telling him how she was doing, letting her know that, you know, that she's glad to see that guy's moving in her life, but she has no interest in him at all. That yes, she hopes the best and that everything gets better for him, but he messed up and you left me for some thought, you know, that was basically narrowed up. And it's ironic because the girl that he cheated on with is the reason why he's in jail. And so she was going on and on. "Yes, I found a man who I'm madly in love with, who is my soulmate, and you know, we're getting ready, you know, we're basically married for the most part. And I got a daughter who I'm not gonna go too much into." And she's just saying, "But you know, best of luck to you, but you know, you're going to be sad because I'm not, because I don't want to talk to you like that. All right, God bless." So her question to me was, after that was, do I think that she was mean for what she did?
No.
So I have my, I answered her right then and there, but I told her I was going to ask y'all today on the show too.
I don't even know why you told that bitch you was going to ask her that, because that shouldn't even been asked. Regardless of if it's mean or not, the hoe ass nigga left you for another bitch. Regardless of if it's mean or not, over the fuck. Well, bitch,
exactly.
Get over it. I mean, why should you dwell on that?
Yeah, like
exactly.
Like, he had his chance. He showed you he wasn't worthy. You ain't, yeah. That ain't, I don't think that's wrong. Sometimes that's the best way to get it across. Like,
You
don't have to feel bad about a decision you made, a wise decision at that, because, you know, like, he had his shot. Like I already said, he messed that off. Just because he realized he had something that he wishes he still had, like, it's too late. Sometimes it's just a sign that you need to know you don't need to do that to the next one you fall in love with. And that's the only thing I can give you. You were right for what you did.
Mm-hmm. I was telling her that, you know, not, I mean, that was the exact tone that you need to use, because the way his letter was written was sounding like he still had a chance. That he deserved one.
I wish I could change.
That was the tone of voice that she needed to go with. That was the right word.
Who is loud?
So, yep, yes.
that all your compliments?
That is it. That was the only one.
This is, oh, Simi said no, okay. I forgot. I was about to say, didn't somebody else have one? Okay. But, okay, I have three. I think all of them going to go by pretty quickly. One is very, like, really, bitch. Like, I'm pretty sure y'all as males is going to, like, e-slap her or phone slap her just even asking this question and being shallow. So, basically, this girl is saying, my boyfriend got me a promise ring and I love it. And I don't know many people that still get promise rings, though. And she said, it's a really big-ass ring. Like, see it, they think it's an engagement ring.
He gave me a promise ring, and I said, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, ugly. But y'all hear that, though. That's the okay part, right? Like, she starts out by saying she got a promise ring, and she's appreciative of it because don't nobody get that no more. So then she goes into, it's way too big, and it looks like an engagement ring, and I don't know what's going to happen next. We are in our 20s, and I don't want my future engagement ring to be any bigger than my promise ring. But I feel like if it was smaller, it would be a little backwards. What do we do when it's time to get engaged, and how do I bring this up to my boyfriend? How would I say that? Don't you think this is a little much without sounding rude?
Wow, it's weird. It's like her response is half Scottish and half sensible. It's just scary. Like,
if he didn't say this, then it ain't. Don't pressure him because it looked like an engagement ring. That's all I'm gonna say, because that's gonna lead to a lot of turmoil. That's getting your hopes up for something that he already established was not what that is. Like,
I think her question is, because she thinks it is way too big to be a promise ring, how can she tell him that as a woman that she thinks that it's a little much for just a promise ring without sounding rude, is basically the question.
Okay, hold on. First of all, the bitch needs to quit being ungrateful, because she probably is the only motherfucker who got a promise ring in 2014. So, bitch,
there's nothing to tell him. He said it was a promise ring. You can leave it at that, because you're trying to make it into something that's not.
Right.
You're going to disappoint yourself trying to tell him that, well, it looked like an engagement ring, so that's what it needs to be. You'll be needing to be alone by yourself, and then they're going to try to make it move.
She didn't worry about saying what, Chase? Hey, look.
How old are they again?
She said they in their late
20s. Oh, late? Yeah.
Come on, y'all
late 20s, but you're still young. You're still young. Like, it's old. Yeah, I get you.
No, I'm saying they're a little too old. But I agree with y'all. I agree and disagree, because I think two sides to this. I believe she's being, a little way too ungrateful with the size of a ring, because so many women today, would never say no to a big ring. It's crazy that you have an issue with a guy that wants to buy you something really, really, really nice because you're thinking that your engagement ring should be 50 times bigger than that. Like, that's where the issue comes in with me and you. But the issue that comes in with me and him is that if y'all been together, how many years? I think she told me that they've been together for a certain amount of years. Yeah, they've been together for 4 years. So my thing is, if y'all in y'all late 20s and you've been together for 4 years, what the hell is the promise ring going to do?
You should have taken with a stipulation, like, you're like, well, we've been together for a while, so what does this mean? That's what you should have asked, but you saw a big ring. You shouldn't have took it home.
You were too late to gain ass now. I mean, you should have said something. Yeah, you should have said something from, oh, we've what is this promise ring supposed to mean? That would have been the exact time to ask.
Yeah, but you, like I said, to the sense, like I proposed to my lady right before we hit the 4-year mark. So yeah, it I can understand the antiness, but on the same note, maybe there's some hidden thing, like maybe there's something he wants to happen before he wants to get married. Like some people go do stuff like that. I mean,
exactly.
I don't know.
Even then, what if he bought that promise ring to tell you, hey, this is just an inkling of what I'm going to give you when I do give you an engagement ring if we get to that point? Because if he thought of you to buy you a big old rock just to say I love you for now, just think about how big the ring going to be when he say I want to love you forever. I mean, I don't see how you think that there's something wrong.
Why is he tripping anyway? I thought diamonds were a girl's best friend.
I'm going to love you better.
No, she writes back. I'm on Google. I can see her typing. She writing back. So we'll get back to her after this next thing. So,
sorry, she knows she know we need as hell. She knows what's going on now.
We're not being asked. We're just giving you a real answer. We're not being asked.
That's it.
Diamonds are gone forever.
The problem is me. Too old for that shit.
Who your plane got blown up, bro?
Yeah, because here's what I would say. He could have got engaged. So, and then, because not necessarily about getting married right after they get engaged. It's like they're waiting still. Because weddings are like 2 years after the freaking engagement. So he could. That's about as a person at that who gives out promise rings at this age.
I see.
I don't know. I can see the good and bad in this situation. Because I can seriously see him being way too good for you, or him not being ready to commit to you. Do one of the two things. He's either way too good for you and you don't notice it, or he just don't want to commit to you. And this is what he's saying: I can give you this ring because we ain't finna be married, but I can give you this promise.
Ooh.
You digging way too much deep. Either way, you can write it back.
Promise.
She just want everybody to know she got a promise ring, my nigga. That's it.
She just want everybody to know real spill. She wanted to make a general announcement real spill. She got me a promise ring. Do 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 do. Baby,
oh,
a promise. Hey, I'll be you.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting the next question ready. It was taking a little long. Okay, the her thing is, did I overreact to this? Which I'm pretty sure the answer is going to be yes.
I know. Luckily, she already knows the answer, but.
Okay, let's entertain ourselves.
Okay, so she says, so I broke up with my, oh, well, no, I'm kind of seeing it now. Hold on, Jesus. I don't know. So I broke up with my longtime boyfriend. I'm just going to say that we were together for like 2 years. And what the fuck?
Ain't
did
no mistake.
Did you let your kids
die?
She said he was always kind of being a jerk or an asshole to me, and he was being unkind and, cussing me out at some towards the end of our relationship. So I just really didn't want to talk to him. But when he asked me out a week ago, I said, yeah. And they've gone out like once or twice and spent a couple nights and shit like that. So I guess over this past weekend, because it just came in today, this past weekend they were drunk and, they were drinking and she got extremely fucking drunk. And, he kept trying to kiss her and say, I miss you and all this type of stuff. And, she was like, no, I'm not feeling that. Like, we not together, so I'm not going to give you no more cookies, even though you just told yourself. And then he tried kissing her again before they left, and she yelled at him and made a big old thing. Cedric, I'm about to cuss you out. And then he went off on again at like a normal person, he like a normal nigga he is, and said, so bitch, why you come with me? and you wrong, you didn't want nothing. He said you always been spoiled and all this type of stuff. And she said she was pissed off, and what she did was, from what she was told, when he did that, she pulled her dress up and said, "Nigga, is this what you want?" And, you know, basically he said, "Look at it now because you ain't never going to see it again." And basically what she said she did was, later on that night, she was drunk and at his house and stuff. And she was on the couch going to sleep because, you know, they've been together for a while, blah, blah, blah. And basically she wants to know was he kept coming down the stairs to, like, try to kiss on her and get upset with her because she wouldn't give him none. She wants to know, is she overreacting by, like, being stern with him because she don't want to give him none? And how should she react to it?
How should she react
to it?
First off,
okay, hold on. Let me get this.
Go ahead, my friend. Go ahead, because I have a feeling where you're gonna go. I think we're about to swim in the same pond with this one, my friend.
Just say, bitch, if we already done fucked before and we've been fucking before, and we drunk, that pretty much automatically comes next with most people. Drunken sex happens very often.
Drunken love.
Why did you say that? That's why I said drunken sex. I ain't want nobody. Anywho, you know what I'm saying? So, bitch, if you wasn't feeling the shit, you probably should have left, you dumb motherfucker. Because I know you should have. Because that's just really a big-ass tease, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, on the cool, you set yourself up to get raped. And now all that old kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know what really be on niggas' mind and shit. Y'all was already drunk in the motherfucker. And then on top of that, you said he was being an asshole before y'all broke up. You know what I'm saying? What wouldn't push him over the edge to goddamn take the pussy, you know what I'm saying, on this given night? But no, I'm just saying, they do say alcohol is liquid courage, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. It's the Wizard of Oz himself says it's liquid courage.
I don't know. I guess as a woman, I guess as a woman that doesn't have to give, I've never had to give out the cookie at all to keep a dude or anything like that.
Woman to woman.
I mean, I can't really give you any advice on you because you just, if y'all didn't catch that, like I said, I was going to get on her ass in a minute. At the beginning of the letter, she says, They got together last week, and they had sex that first night that they got back together because she said they went out two times before this time, and they had done something that time. But this particular night, you saying, oh, no, we not there yet because you drunk.
Girl, stop. It's about to be yeah, that sounds very dumb. Like,
Once
you put it out, like, you didn't de-sanctified it already. So, like I said, well, especially if that's what he wanted and you didn't already gave it to, like, he ain't got no incentive to try anymore. You didn't already gave it to him. You know you can get it.
And y'all just broke up, and you just gave him the only reason why he asked you to come over the first two times anyway. So for you to be drunk and really looking all, you know, suspect and things, and then you want to be, no, stop. I mean,
I'm being stern this time, and I'm going to show it to you again, even though I'm telling you you're never going to see it again. I'm showing it to you again because I'm going to let you get it again next week when I'm drunk next time.
When she's on Facebook, playing the numbers game and whining, like my status if you're up looking at, and then she's going to go over to her house.
Oh, snap, y'all. I think somebody else wanted to ask Kevin to go ahead and write us a check if we answer this question. Okay, so basically it's a very simple question. It's a little dude I used to be over at the center. He just asked me a question. He said, "Hey, Miss Sierra," and I said, "Hey, what's up?"
Yeah.
And it was just, "Don't worry about it." And so, I got a question for y'all show or whatever. I really, really want to ask my ex-girlfriend out to the prom. He's 17 and he graduating and stuff. He want to ask his girlfriend out to the prom. He said he want to be creative because, you know, he ain't with us. So he don't want to come out and say no. So he want to know what can he do.
Ooh,
I should have put you on blast. Don't start saying it.
No. I'm dead serious. Okay, do this one. I mean, it's been done before, but I'm going to bet no one at your school has done it. Go to Build-A-Bear, right? They got those recorder sounds. Record and say something. Before, don't just come flat out and ask her. Well, it's an 8-second sound, damn it. So never mind. Tell y'all come flat out and ask her. And so basically, you know, before you hand the bear, you make her some kind, you say something to her. And then you hand her this bear or whatever. And then all of a sudden she presses the paw where it's at, whatever. And then it's you asking her out to the prom. Because 9 times out of 10, if she's not, she's your ex, and you're trying to get her back. And there's an inkling of a chance, you got to do something a little unique to get her attention. Just come flat out and ask her. She's going to be like, anybody can just ask me. But my friend, you need to move a little quick because it's March 27th. I mean, you know how much suits and dresses cost, so I need you to move a little faster, sir. Thank you.
Hold on, get my suit back.
I don't know. My daddy chatted. She walked by talking about some, "Oh, yeah, you can go buy her a crown and tell her she your prom queen." I said, no. Go away. Go away.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think something sweet to where either you get somebody like yo, because, you know, just like they'll tell you, just like anybody else will tell you, your prom is like a mini wedding, but the girls take it as seriously as a wedding when it comes to getting dressed and buying all this expensive crap to go to prom.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was just why
I
didn't take anybody to the prom.
Boy, I took somebody and I want to slap
my... I would say, because I know you, and I know you ain't one of them dudes that try to be cool and crap at school. So, I mean, it's really just up to you. You need to be creative as far as, you know, you having your friend pass a note or do some chatters like that, or you can have something to where, like, you just send text messages. Like, you send, like, a couple of text messages to where she probably want to cuss you out at first. And then you'd be like, okay, but do you want to go to prom? I kind of like you, see you. I kind of like you like that. Because even though women seem like that complex, we like simple stuff. We just like to act like we like complex shit. Most of us.
I really like you, girl.
When you see her for the month,
I'm with this simple shit.
You my ink girl.
Because I might tell somebody, oh, yeah, I want a big old diamond as an engagement ring one day. Shout out to Promise Ring. And then I'll turn around and really just want a bottle of wine every Friday, a couple of days of me time every month, you know, something like that. You know, that's nothing too hard, you know. That's too hard. Just leave the fuck alone every now and then. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I asked for.
I've been trying to talk for about 5 minutes. Y'all keep over-talking me. I'm getting mad.
I ain't never hear you talk. I usually
I don't hear anybody.
Cause y'all loud, nigga. Shit.
Oh my! No, you not talking.
And I ain't loud. On the phone from Texas, so I swear.
Right. And nobody on the phone. So.
Ah.
True.
True. I just kind of thought about that. True.
Yep.
Yeah, but what I was going to say was, hey, little homie, you know what I'm saying? If that's your, if you know the bitch is like her favorite cartoon character or some shit, like I used to fuck with this chick who loved Minnie Mouse because that's something her daddy used to give her all the time. Fuck around and told me that shit, bitch had Minnie Mouse, everything, and I just won the bitch over, you know what I'm saying? Got the booty, you know what I'm saying? All that, you know what I'm saying? Of course I can fuck with
that. Booty's in love.
It's, you know, and then we get her like a Minnie Mouse with a little card or something, you know what I'm saying? But inside that car, I ask her, do you want to go to prom with you or something, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Just some little kitty ass sweet shit like that, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, Did she get you some extra twerking? Don't bust your pockets. Get, like you said, get a bear and some, get a bear and some, a bear in a car. Don't bust your pockets because you're going to have to buy stuff for the prom. You're going to have to possibly pay for, like, some food or something. You know, girls, y'all in the pool, so y'all going to be like, can you buy me a drink from the corner store? Like, that's y'all equivalent of, like, getting a Moscato or a Hurricane or something. So,
I give you Arizona, but you can pretend like it's a Four Loko or something.
Oh, she's going to be like that girl at Venice Beach. Can you buy me a drink?
Hello, my girl. What? So you can dance? I can go dance with a girl that don't want a drink. They got our own Powerade money.
I'm just about to say, what do you want, the Powerade?
But the thing is, though, tell me why I didn't buy a drink and she still danced with me. I'm like, I bet you still play. Like, I'm going to spend this money by your Powerade. You're going to dance with me anyway.
Bitch, twerk at the Powerade. Hell no.
You got to put them on game. Those niggas be going to be on game so they think they can pull something. Nah, ain't going to not happen over here, man.
Throw that ass for Dr. Temple.
Okay, your girl wrote back. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I'm scared.
Okay, so she
I
says.
I hope she doesn't go off on nobody.
Kind of low-key, like, not really, but, like, not enough to where we're going to be like, oh, bitch, you hurt my feelings. But, okay, so basically she says, y'all are being real childish off of how y'all responded to what
I didn't hear the rest of it, just the beginning already made me laugh.
I know, cricket.
So she said basically what I was meaning was I'm not one of those girls that wants big stuff. Like, I don't like big stuff, which I feel her on that.
Well,
I
you know,
come on now, we ain't no goddamn fucking readers.
So I kind of feel on that because I didn't really want no big stupid ring, and he let me pick out my ring, so I didn't really want no big stupid ring either. But she says I don't really like big stuff, so I really want to tell him, you know that I don't know, this is way too much for me. But I mean, I really don't want to sound like I'm being spoiled or anything like that, because I really do feel like this is a big-ass ring. Y'all don't understand, it's a big-ass ring. That's what it says. Y'all don't understand, it's a big-ass ring.
If all we know, it could be a potential wedding ring. A potential engagement ring. He just wasn't ready or was scared to say it like that when the bitch came to show. So think about it like that. So it'll make you accept it better. Is pretend like that you can just take it for what it is right now. But then if he comes to you and say, you know what, I think we should, you know, get married soon. And then boom, there you go. You can just use that as the engagement ring, and you'll feel better about having a big ass ring.
I have a solution. If your relationship is, I'm sorry, was you talking?
Yeah, I was.
Because all I heard, I see, only thing that I heard was you say, oh, my God. That's something
no,
that
I mean, I said, oh, my God, because somebody was breathing extra hard into the mic, and I didn't know what the fuck was going on. It sounded like somebody was sleeping or eating or something, shit, and it was kind of driving me crazy.
I couldn't even hear it. Could be me.
I don't hear somebody eating.
See, y'all got me feeling like it's the weed over here. See, don't do me like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it probably was, Jimmy.
Probably was.
Ain't nobody else in there.
I had no breathing.
No, but
ain't
all
no
I was going to say was,
you don't know how to heal.
I don't fuck around. I don't. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Y'all grown. So if you like it, tell them you like it. Just the only thing is, it's too big, you know what I'm saying? You don't like shit just big and flashy like that. Just be real about
yeah,
it.
Tell them that. Like, you, she made it
I
seem
mean,
like something different. Like
she made it seem like
that's why
I
I'm
really
glad
don't
she,
want.
Yeah. It seemed like something completely different, but now that it's been better explained, we can give you a better answer.
Yeah.
Y'all are so crazy. Y'all are fine.
So, yeah, tell them, like, yeah, I appreciate this gift. I'm glad that you gave me a promise when you let me know that you're with me and that you're willing to be with me, but I'm just uncomfortable with how big it is. Like, I appreciate it. I'm just uncomfortable with how big it is. And he'd be like, well, yeah, I can see why. He would know, especially as long as y'all been together, he would know why you're uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's true, because I'll tell y'all a very short story. For one of my birthdays, like when me and KJ first started talking, I want to say like a year and a half, that's maybe like a year and a half in then at that time. So basically he bought me like this whole set from Sears or whatever, and it was real nice and stuff. But if you know me and Chase, I know me and Chase have it real bad, but we break out with real stuff. Like, it has to be plated or be titanium. So, you know, I had told him, you know, he thought I was just joking at first. I was like, well, it's kind of big and, you know, stuff like that. I said, and plus, you know, I'll break out if I wear it. And, you know, he was looking like, really? You going to fucking break out? You know, like, because he didn't know me like that yet. But once it got time for me to pick out my ring for the wedding, he let me pick it out so that, you know, he'll still be there to be like, oh, okay, I like that or I don't like that, but it will still be make sure it's the right material or it's not too big of a ring or anything like that. So I feel you on that, but I think that, you know, he should know you by now. So if you tell him, he should be okay with that. He might feel a little hurt in the beginning, but he should be okay with that.
And then you should have pure romance on him.
Yeah, go ahead and hook that up, man. I know somebody that's selling it, a.k.a. my wife. She's selling it.
Shameless fuck.
God, we should have threw that link out real quick.
Oh, that link, I don't even know what it is. But,
oh, yeah, Sherry, call your
damn,
dad.
Damn, it's 11:55.
Yeah, see, I didn't know if it was the whole name or not. Yeah, I didn't know if it was the whole name, .pureromance.com. It's Sherry with the I, Collier, Collier, .pureromance.com.
I heard that's the best pure romance site out there. Like, I don't know what this Sherry Collier person is, and she got that hookup, though. And I'm not saying that that's my wife.
The only thing I seen when I went inside the pure romance group was some shave cream called Coochie, so go ahead and hop on that. Okay, so thank y'all to all y'all that wrote in. If y'all ever want to write us in anything, i.drip.humii@gmail.com. At the end of this month, it will simply be Goldie, Simi, Chase, and Steady at realspillradio.com, but I will let y'all know when that is up and running. Thanks.
Ooh.
about that for a long ass time.
You better hush.
I'm just saying, it's been like 3 months, my nigga. Damn.
What'd I tell you? Okay.
Oh, yeah, so same as Florida again.
Okay, so anyways, y'all know y'all at 11:55, so y'all can go ahead and get into y'all advertisements, what's going on in Fort Worth / Dallas this weekend. Because I actually had a pocket change, but I told her to just wait until 11:55 to hear the answer to that question. She said her and her girlfriends want to go out this weekend, what's going down in Fort Worth, if y'all can let her know, please and thank you.
Okay, so, let me go and jump in. That lets me know it's my time to shine, goddamn me. You know what I'm saying? Shut up, say it, shit. Well, of course, you know we got to do it.
Hold on, this is on me.
Do it for the Vine Party. This Friday at Limelight, 2501 North Main Street in the Stockyards right next to Billy Bob's. You know what I'm saying? We got a gang of birthday parties. We got hookahs. We got 15 VIP areas. We got large dance floor. We got $2 hurricanes to 11. Ladies free to 11. Niggas, you're free to 10:30 on the cool. I wanted to charge you a dollar, but everybody was like, that shit ain't right. So we're going to let y'all free to 10:30. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, no tennis shoes. We don't fuck with ladies in tennis shoes. We need you to have on some heels or something. You know what I'm saying? Got to keep, you know what I'm saying? Got to have them legs looking
can,
nice.
Can they take them off when they, like, on this and on back there, that thing up?
Bitch, better not take her shoes off.
have you walked around the club and see and looked around? I've seen it many times. Yeah, they take them heels straight the heck off, and they go to work.
And I'll get on your ass right on the spot. Fellas, no plain tees. I repeat, fellas, no plain tees, no plain tees, no motherfucking plain tees. BBLU Fridays at Limelight, 2501 North Main Street. Fuck with me. Shout out to Major League Fly Dreamers, NT, U-Haul, New Era. Shout out to all of them. Fuck with us. Limelight, Fridays. Turn out.
Hey, the baby.
Don't do this no more.
Okay, same, I guess same as fuck time with me. Yes, your boy be in Austin, Texas this weekend. More likely to see me on 6th Street. You're going to see me at the pool party on Sunday. You're going to see me out and about, but just know that I will be promoting Human Cannabis Magazine. See if you're about business, get one of these business cards for me. And I will be taking promo pictures with on the new issue. And then also got a big announcement. I'm going to do it in about two minutes. You can go to dustbart.com/ Human Cannabis Magazine. And for the rest of the time is out, you can download our free digital copy of issue number one. Just like that.
And as always, feel free to send us any donations just because you love us.
Mm-hmm.
Via PayPal through TeenTalk2008@yahoo.com. Because I will withdraw that cash and disperse it amongst all of the hosts. So,
shout out to the PayPal on credit cards. Use it right away. Shout out to that.
So go ahead and feel free to send us any donations. If you're a listener and you want to send any wedding gifts to me or Chase Collier, please hit me up on Facebook, and I will let y'all know that we registered that. As I sip on this Rosso. And with y'all already know what it is, Thursdays, 10 o'clock, 347-202. 0389 Real Feel Radio. Till next time, niggas.
Bye.
Hello. Please.